Yeah, number 10, Carter Zion, the quarterback, is also just an all-purpose guy, plays defense, and he'll take care of the kicking duties. One player back deep, and that's number 2, Christian Toko, for the Cardinals as we get you set for Friday Night Football. Augray moving left to right on your radio dial, and we are underway from Augray. Kick over the top. Toko takes it at about the 25, cuts to his right, goes to the far wall, gets an edge, and a really nice return to start the game off. They'll take over first and 10 at about their 42, Scott.
Yeah, he made a little shake after he got the ball, and the guy they had contained kind of took the inside shoulder and gave him the outside, so he was able to get up the sidelines for maybe about 15 extra yards because they lost contain. So looks like they're taking over right about the 40, their own 40, first and 10.
Yeah, not a bad spot to start things off. We're going to see William LaFranca run this team, the Cardinals, as he brings them to the line. Three wideouts to start, empty backfield. LaFranca and shotgun. No, there's a flag. I saw it, but it was a little bit late coming, but there's definitely either encroachment or procedure on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think several of the Augray kids jumped, and then a couple linemen flinched for Whittemore. So looks like they marked it off as offsides on Augray.
So it'll make a little bit of an easier start now for the Cardinals as they'll work first and 5 from their own 45, just 5 yards out of the Wolverines' territory. 11:54, just underway with you on a Friday night. Glad you joined us. Hope you stick with us all night here for some great 8-man MHSAA high school football. LaFranca cracks the huddle, got a single setback this time in the backfield, and again, more movement, no flag this time. LaFranca throws it downfield, and a really nice play as stepping in front of that pass was Cole Pendred to knock it out of the play.
Yeah, a little rollout pass to the Whittemore sideline and rolling to his right. He able to throw it kind of two defensive backs right there, and I think they might have caught it if Pendred doesn't dive, and he dives and knocks it out of bounds.
Did you see motion before the snap there a little bit again?
They must not have come over the line, because but there seemed to be people moving.
Yeah.
So they must have been far enough back that they weren't offsides, but some issues right now with the defensive front.
Yeah, yep, they're anxious. Yep. They want to hit somebody.
Yep.
Hasn't been a good hit yet. LaFranca again in shotgun, single setback behind him, two wideouts, one to each side. Man in motion, hands it off up the middle, and that goes straight up the middle. I think that was Andrew Saban. Nope, it was number 13 with the carry on that.
And that's Viner.
And it's Sammy Viner. Just tucked his head, turned it forward, and fell forward,
yeah,
and got it to third and 1.
Yeah, they had a good push. He really didn't get hit till he gained about 4 yards. And once he did get hit, he was down immediately. But they had a nice push right there and found a hole.
Big early first down chance here for the Cardinals to keep this momentum going and get inside the Wolverines' end. Quick direct snap to Viner. He goes around the right end and just tucks it and goes, and he moves the sticks, and that's not a bad way to start this game on the ground like this for the Cardinals.
Yeah, you know, aided by that penalty, they only had to go 5 yards. They went 8 yards. They got the first down on third down. Augury's got everybody up. They got their safety at about 6 yards, and everybody else is about 3 yards off. So, you know, that play went to the right, and Zion's over here playing on this side. He went all the way across the field to get that hit. So you can see how hard they pursue to the ball and how aggressive they are once they make their read.
Took a while to get the play into the huddle, but they've got it now. LaFranca, actually 4 receivers out, 3 linemen down. Shotgun, he looks to his left, completes it to Viner. Viner makes a nice move, gets to the sideline. And before they come and tackle him at the 35, another first down. As good tackle by Penrod to keep that a non-touchdown.
Yeah, you know, went to a spread formation on first down, and they Augray loosened up. Their defensive back's a little bit further back. Nice little pitch and catch over here to Viner, and he really made a nice move on the first guy. The first guy just grabbed grass and didn't even touch him. Then he got up to speed, and nice gain down to the 35-yard line.
Hey, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's game is brought to you in part by the Walker Insurance Agency of Augray's, Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeastern Michigan, and Miller Feed of Prescott. LaFranca in shotgun, first down, drops back to throw, rolls to his left, going to tuck it and keep it and get to the sideline. Gets inside the 30, and that'll be a pickup of about 5 yards on first down. Good, smart play. He's got some experience under his belt, you can tell, leading this team.
Yeah, he made a nice scramble off to his left. The coverage was there. He didn't really have anywhere to throw it, so, you know, he made the right move by just tucking it, getting there, going and running, and then getting out of bounds. for about a four-yard gain on first down. So that's positive yards on first down is what they're going to need all night.
Second down, we'll call it six. LaFranca breaks the huddle. He's got Viner in the backfield. Sammy Viner's a big boy. He's got Saunders split out to the left-hand side. Man in motion's Toko. Fakes it. Then's going to keep it, go around end again. Pretty much the same play. The only problem this time was he gets out of bounds at about the same spot he got out last time at, so it's going to bring up a third and six.
Yeah, I'm not sure that was play action pass. I think somebody turned the wrong way, and he made the best of it. You know, he got out of bounds. He got him into a third and manageable, third five, third and six. So he made one guy miss in the backfield there. That DN 27 Saban didn't quite get him, so he made him miss, and then he got out of bounds. And, you know, he didn't have any interest in cutting it back and getting hit, but he did a nice job. He did a nice job getting third and manageable.
We got the Augury Sims cheerleaders down here in front of us, and it looks like the junior cheerleaders, too, and the little ones. Good to see them out for the game today. Good crowd here in Augury tonight. LaFranca breaks the huddle. Four receivers out, one slot back. Drops straight back, looks downfield, pressured. Rolls right, throws it on the ground in front of his intended receiver over on that side, Eli Murphy. And that'll bring up fourth and about five or six.
Yeah, and he had Murphy right away. Murphy had the drag. He's coming across the field. I think he had him right away, but he didn't see him. And then when he scrambled, he just didn't make the good pass as he's rolling left. So a lot of formations for Whittemore. Every play's a different formation. So getting lined up correctly is going to be a key tonight for Augury. Don't get misaligned and give up some leverage.
Well, as we see with the ball on the Wolverines 30, they're going to go for it here on fourth down. Direct snap comes to Viner, puts his head down, tries to get outside, can't, reverses his field, goes the other way, picks up a big block, and they're going to call that a blindside block. He did not pick up the first down anyhow, but boy, did he lay him out. I thought it was from in the front, though.
Yeah,
I didn't think it was too from the side where it was blindside, but they're going to call it that.
Yeah, I think the rule now is you got to lead with your hands. When you get that blindside block, you can't lead with your pads. You got to lead with your hands and kind of shield them first. But, yeah, they got him pretty good, but you know, as he scrambled left, he got out about the line of scrimmage, so they're not going to get the first down. They're going to turn the ball over on downs to Augury.
And they're going to decline that. You are correct. So it'll be first down for Augury Sims as they hold. They bend but don't break with 8:38 left here in the first quarter. We're still scoreless. And now we'll get our first look at Carter's Ion this year. And the 11th grader can really move this team, Scotty, and I'm looking forward to watching what he's got. They're going no huddle right out of the gate. I love it.
Yeah, everything's on the wristband for Augury. The call will come from the coach. They'll relay to each other, and they won't huddle.
Two wide receivers down low. One comes in motion. Hand off to the motion man. He cuts it upfield. Wide open into the backfield. Secondary. 100, 40, 30, 20. 10, no one's catching him. Touchdown, first play, Augury Sims, Cole Pendred.
Yeah, and that's just jet sweep. That's one of their base plays, and they got a block right. Where was it, Whittemore Cardinal? They got the hands on him, tried to bring him down, but Pendred just ran through it. So what, a 66-yard run?
70 from the 30.
Oh, was it? Okay,
yeah, 70-yard run, Pendred. Yeah. So what a start here, 70-yard run out of the gate on the first play from scrimmage. And now the Wolverines will go for a two-point conversion here. 8. Waiting for the ball from the official to get put down. Full house, backfield, single setback, toss to the right-hand corner, caught. And that's good for a two-point conversion in the corner as Zion just tossed it up in the air to Zarniak. Zarniak, big and tall, went up and got it. And our score with 8:26 left in the first quarter, 8 for the Wolverines, nothing for the Cardinals. We'll be back on 103.3 Hits FM after this. Kurt Romberger, Scott Luke back with you. 8-0 Augury as they get set to kick off. Ball's in the air. Zion kicks it deep, takes a tumble, and goes out of bounds inside the 10. So they'll get a good start, move the ball on the penalty for kicking it out of bounds. And we got ourselves one play, one touchdown, Scott.
Yeah, and one extra point play and a conversion. That Zarniak is about 6'4", 220 pounds. They've got him split out at wide receiver, and I've seen that a couple times on film where they just like to throw it up to him, whether it's back shoulder or just something that he can jump up and get. He's going to have a mismatch on him all night long. So that jump ball is going to be there. They've got to find a way to defend that. But, you know, the run, just a jet sweep, and, you know, they didn't get the force there on the edge, and then they missed the one tackle that he ran through. So he was off to the races.
Well, I guess that you'd say the Cardinals are doing a good job keeping the Wolverines' offense off the field in the sense that they've only been out for one play. But LaFranco will bring them back out again, try for the second drive of the evening. Had pretty good success the first time. We'll see if they stick with that game plan. LaFranca, shotgun, rolls right, and the keeper on his designed run, and he'll run out of bounds after a pickup of about two on the far side, bringing up second and eight.
Yeah, nice little counter play, fake the handoff, pull the backside lineman to lead out front. The pursuit of Augre got out of there real quick, but made up time real fast before he could turn the corner, so they forced him out for a very minimal gain.
Yeah, not much of a gain at all. We'll call it second and nine. Shout out to big number 75 on the Augre Sims football team, Landon Bender, brother of Keegan. He played in the band, so I like it when the football players have to take their helmet off to play the trombone in the band.
Yeah.
LaFranc is shouting out instructions. Viner moves out of the backfield and into the slot. Gets a pass, forward pass, and big gang tackle, lots of help coming. A little bit of rough stuff down there, and Viner picks up maybe one.
Yeah, just a little bubble screen, try to get that lead block. And but the Augre Wolverines, they're pretty tight in their coverage right now. They're not off where you can get that first block and maybe get your speed up. They're tight enough. They did get the block, but the second man in was really fast.
So now we're third and nine. And LaFranc is going to have to figure out a way somehow, some way, and Coach Murphy to move this ball on this Wolverines team, or they're going to get in trouble early. 7:40 left in the first quarter. LaFranca takes a shotgun snap, rolls to his right, flag down in the backfield, probably a hold, and there's a good hit. Our first good tackle of the game as the Wolverines' Carter Zion, the quarterback, stepped up and put a pretty good lick on LaFranca there and tackled him.
Yeah, it looks like we had a holding in there. There's a hold in the backfield there. You know, on the left side, the defensive end got around and tried to grab a hold of him. But Zion's playing defensive back, and once he read that the quarterback was taken off, he actually tackled him behind the line of scrimmage. So, you know, we talk about how aggressive they are. They're coached very well, and they're aggressive, and they're good at it. And it was a perfect form tackle, too. Double-legged him and took him right to the ground.
Well, that's going to bring up fourth down and 14 after the loss on the play. They declined the penalty. AGS sends one man back, Cole Pendred, to return the punt, which you never know in this whether it's going to be a punt, but low snap on the ground, gets it off, end over end. Ball lands on the 40, picked up at the 35 by Pendred, makes one move to the 40, gets to the 45 to the edge, and he's got a blocker. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, high five to his teammate, touchdown. Wow. We're going to call it a 65-yard punt return.
And one flag at about the 17-yard line.
Oh, boy.
Either that or an Augre towel came out, but nope. Nope.
Well,
there's a penalty on Augre about the 17-yard line, so they're going to take over about their 27-yard line.
Okay. Did you see what the signal was, Scotty?
I did.
Okay.
I got it out pretty quick, but yeah. I can tell you it wasn't necessary because
he was gone all the way down the side. So
he was out front. The only person unsportsmanlike, they called unsportsmanlike.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's maybe they're taunting.
Was it because of the high five going into the end zone with each other?
No, it was Pendred pointing at a kid about the 20-yard line. So I think they got him for taunting.
Okay.
Yep. But, yeah, the only person that could tackle him was Zion running right next to him.
Well, at least here it doesn't bring it all the way back, and they get to keep the ball. It's going to be first and 10. In the Cardinal territory at about the 32-yard line. So they'll get another chance at it here as Carter Zion comes in to take over. This will be their official second play from scrimmage this evening. They're looking over at Coach Sanchez. He gets the play in. Zion goes to the wristband. Checks. He's got... But back in the backfield, Cole DeWald. He drops back, throws over the middle, caught. Nice pitch and catch down to Zarniak. Short of the end zone, but inside the 10 down there. And they're making it look easy, Scott.
Yeah, a little hitch and go there. Threw it over the top. Right at the end, there was a fumble, but I think it got out of bounds before Whittemore jumped on it. So, yeah, when he tackled him, he fumbled. But, yeah, just a little out and up hitch and go there. Throw it over top of the defensive back. So, yep, you're right, too easy right now. So Whittemore's got to shore up.
Well, the chains have been dropped. Looks like first and goal at about the 6 or 7 yard line. Man in the backfield's Cole DeWald. Snap to Zion. He rolls to his right, looks to the end zone. Wide open, touchdown. Too easy. Tyler Zarniak, nice easy touchdown. And Augrey goes up two scores with 7:01 left. So they were not deterred by not getting the return on the punt into the end zone. Two plays later, they're in the end zone.
Yeah, just a great route. Zarniak runs a slant. Second step, he turns and he pivots inside the end zone. Nice little throw by Zion, and he's open. He catches it and for the touchdown. So nice route, little slant with an out.
Little six-yard reception for touchdown there, 7:01. They come in to go for the two-point conversion to try to make it 16. Direct snap. Zion rolls to his right and walks into the corner of the end zone for the two-point conversion. 16-0. Augrey on top early. We'll take a break on 103.3. Hits FM, your power station for sports. Romberger Scott Luke back with 7:01 left in our first quarter. Augrey on top now 16-0. They kick off. Ball picked up on the kickoff by Christian Toko. Goes to that same right side as he did on the opening kickoff and gets back out close to the 40-yard line. And the Cardinals will start first and 10 at their 40. Reminder that today's game is brought to you in part by Kohl's Appliance of Lincoln and Tawas City. Joe Sweeney at Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Tawas. Happy Acres Real Estate of Hale, Michigan. Cafe Espresso Bar and Bakery in Augrey. Willard's Equipment of West Branch, Michigan. First and 10 from the 37, we'll call it. LaFranca with a setback in the backfield with him. Direct snap to Viner. He goes nowhere. Tried to get out of the backfield. Not enough giddy up in his hitch that time. And he gets tackled pretty quick, Sammy does. And we got a player on the field, down hurt.
Yeah, number 8, Tyler Schleip, sophomore offensive lineman, still on the ground.
Coaches come out and attend to him. We'll take a quick 30 and be right back with you on 103.3. It's FM. Kurt Robert and Scott Lewick, so the injury did not look too severe. Got up on his own, Schlepp went off the field. He'll have to sit at least one play. Maybe just had the wind knocked out of him, Scott.
Yeah, it might have been. Yeah, maybe even a hand injury. But timeout, Whittemore.
Timeout, Whittemore. Timeout for us. We'll take one right with him here on 103.3 Hits FM. We'll be back. Kurt Robert or Scott Lewick back with you after the Cardinals took a timeout. They come out, break the huddle with 6:40 left in our first quarter, which. A lot of passing, ball on the ground a lot. First quarter's taking quite a while. LaFranca, direct snap to Viner again. Viner takes the ball, same play they've ran. And I think Augrey's on to this here. They're going to run it out of the backfield, and they're just stacking it up on the line, and too many players there.
Yeah, they got, like I said, they've got a lot of formations, but I think out of certain formations, they might like just certain plays. So, you know, Augrey, that play right there, that formation they saw, everybody was up within 4 or 5 yards, and feeling like that was a run for sure, and then once it was, they were all right there. So, you know, once Whittemore gets into a spread formation, Augrey will back off a little bit. But right now, they seem to have a pretty good idea of what's going on.
Well, we'll see what they do here. They leave Viner in the backfield. Actually, two backs in the backfield with LaFranca this time. No wideouts at all. Direct snap to Viner again. They run the same play. Goes right, tackled in the backfield. Nothing there. And I don't know, maybe you think you'd learn, right? If you walk into the wall once, you might want to go through the doorway next time, right?
I think the last one was supposed to be inside the end there, and then that one was supposed to be a little bit more outside, but same result. It all looked the same to us, and it was the same result. So early score out of Oscoda. Elk Rapids has scored, and they lead Oscoda 8-0 in the first quarter.
There you go. Here we're fourth down and 10. They send the punting unit out. Pendred back to get a snap, fumbled. Nowhere to go with it, tackled, and there's going to be a change of possession all the way down at the 30-yard line as Augrey got in on the Cardinals after they dropped the punt attempt. And, again, we talked about Davey Goliath, the mistakes.
Cardinals are
starting to rack up a few mistakes now they don't want.
Yeah, Wolverines are too good to make that mistake against. But the first punt snap was low. This one was low also, didn't quite take the bounce that they needed to pick it up and punt it. So Viner wanted to get it off, but by the time he did, there was Augrey's all over him, so he scrambled. But he's down about the 30-yard line, so Augrey's going to take over at the 30 already in Whittemore's end of the field.
So the Wolves in great field position again here. 5:09 left, trying to add to the 16-0 lead here in our first quarter. Vine and shotgun, hands it off to Cole DeWald. DeWald goes to the left side, makes a couple nice moves, and he'll pick himself up 6 or 7 on first down. First touch of the game for Cole DeWald, but he's had a big season already this year. The two Coles on this team can move the ball.
Yeah, I see he had a nice long touchdown run against Roger City in the first quarter, so he's a pretty good running back. That's just a little power football out of the backfield where they hand it to the ace back, but no jet motion on that, no lead block, but they still got 8.
Zarniak and Winkle split out to the right-hand side. Zion gets the ball, kind of fumbles it, has to roll hard right, keeps it, gets to the corner, and Cardinals with good pursuit that time knock him down, and Cole Pendred actually is the one that took that direct
snap. Yeah, Cole's
in
the quarterback right now. Zion's on a knee right down here in front of the players with the coach. I don't know if he's got a stinger or what, but he just took a glass of water, and now he's putting his helmet back on, so he'll be back in there. But right now, Pendred's in that quarterback.
And they send two direct snaps at him, so, I mean, that's smart, you know. I don't think Cole Pendred's going to have any problem running this team himself. Pendred also in shotgun, over his head again, drops the snap. He has to run to his right, makes two men miss, gets to the edge, and tackled just short of another touchdown, and that time he just put his shoulder into that defensive back and knocked him down.
Yeah, that was just going to be quarterback sweep left, and he took off before he got the snap. He kind of took off and took his eye off, and the ball got behind him. But the blocking up front had built the wall already, and the Whittemore kids couldn't get through, and he turned the corner and got down the sideline, and like you said, he finished the run with his pads forward on a defensive back.
3:35 and the clock moving right now. Pendred comes in from the sideline with the play from Coach Sanchez. They're in no big real rush here.
Yep, Zion back in the quarterback.
Carter Zion back in the game. The sticks have been dropped, first and about 6.5, 7. Fake handoff, quarterback keeper, and just like that, boom, into the end zone, touchdown Augrey, making it look too easy. And that's going to put him up 22 pending the two-point conversion. Another easy run up the middle for the quarterback, Carter Zion.
Yeah, that's just quarterback counter. It's a counter off the play that Cole DeWald ran to start the series. So then they just fake it to the ace back, and they pull the backside lineman, get him up the hole, and Zion went in untouched.
So with 3:15 left in our first quarter, they'll try the two-point PAT snap to Zion. Zion across the middle into the end zone. Nice pitch and catch to Monty Winkle, and just like that, it's 24-0. We'll take a quick break on Hits FM 103.3, your power station for sports. Robert or Scott Lewick, 24-0. Augrey on top still in the first quarter here. 3:15 to go. Augrey kicks off. Picked up again by the back man, Toko. Toko comes to this side, and he gets tackled. And tell you what, Cole Pendred's all over this field. Nice tackle there as Toko got it out to almost the 40-yard line.
Yeah, nice little return. He kind of took a couple steps to the right like their normal return has been going to their bench. But then he cut it back and came down the left hash. And got 10, 15 yards and got hit by Pendred real nice. So You know, like we said, these Augury kids are pretty aggressive and real good tacklers. So early score we just got from Ogemaw. They got a safety, took a 2-0 lead, and they must have scored right away after the safety because now it's 9-0, and they're in the second quarter over in Ogemaw over Sheboygan.
You got another score you already had, the 8-0 Elk Rapids. And here we go, LaFranca in shotgun, first down. Going to try to keep it, nowhere to go, no momentum, and gets driven down by a couple of Augury defenders, including Andrew Saban with his first tackle of the night.
Yeah, and big 79 Cadence Freiberger over there, too, working his way down the line. He's a big fella. He's listed at 290 pounds, so he's working his way across the field and chasing the ball. So nice play by him and good hustle by him. Another score out of Oscoda. Looks like Elk Rapids scored again to make it 16-0 over Oscoda.
All right, so some things going the right way and some things not going the right way for us local guys here. It's not good that Oscoda's losing, but so second and 12 here for LaFranca. He brings him to the line. This time he's got three wideouts down low, one up high, man in formation. He rolls to his right, to the side the receivers were on, and has absolutely nothing, and just trots it out of bounds. As I don't even know if he got past the line of scrimmage. It'll be close. It'll bring up third and about 12 or 13.
He's got to have the confidence to throw the ball when he's going left. He's got to get his shoulders around. He's got to fire that ball. He had a receiver open down about the 50-yard line, but he didn't want to force it in. But if he can get his shoulders squared when he's rolling left and fire that ball, I think he did have a receiver open. Whether or not they can make that connection is one thing, but he may have to try to force some plays to make some plays.
Yeah. Third down, and we'll call it 13, 2:09 left in the first quarter. Dominating first quarter performance here by the Augury Sims Wolverines. Whittemore Prescott breaks the huddle. LaFranca sends four men out this time. He's got Viner down low. He's also got Saunders down low, rolls to the other side, hits it into the middle. Nice pitch and catch, nice pass completion. And that was to the kick return man, Christian Toko, over the middle, and that's going to get him within 2 yards of a first down, Scotty.
Yeah, Toko running a post down the middle. He kind of hooks up, and LaFranca rolling right, actually made a very nice pass, stuck his foot in the ground, and throw a nice tight spiral to him. It's going to bring up fourth and short.
So definitely in this situation, they're going to go for it. Boy, does the popcorn smell good up here in the booth. We're glad everybody's with us tonight. LaFranca over in the backfield. Everybody in formation. LaFranca keeps it.
No, that's
plows forward. It wasn't LaFranca. It was Viner getting the direct snap. Going to be real close. Probably going to have to stop the clock here and measure. It was.
I think he's got it by about a foot, and they've already pointed forward.
Yep, so, gave it to him.
Yeah, they threw an extra lineman there in the backfield and just went power football off tackle. They needed one. They got one and a half.
Shout out to one of the officials tonight, Joe Kano, doing the game. Second-year MHSAA referee, long-time MHSAA
baseball
umpire.
And basketball.
Yep.
He's joined in with football, so good for him and good for everybody to have more guys refereeing.
LaFranca, quarterback draw this time, and then he throws it to Viner and got hit right on contact as the ball arrived, and that is not going to be completed. It's going to be incompleted, and coming up and making a good defensive play there on that backside was Chase Bedore.
Yeah, he closed real fast. It was nice to see him throw the ball. He's going to the left right there, made a nice pass, but the coverage was there. I think I would have some kind of quarterback draw because those linemen are getting after him. And I think they could influence those linemen up the field and they get the receivers wide. He might have an alley up the middle to gain some yards. So,
well, and that's kind of what I thought was going on that play there, but then he chose to throw it at the very end.
Yeah.
I thought he might have could have got some yards if he'd have ran that ball.
Yep. I think if they could design a draw, I think they could get the Wolverines down the middle.
Three wideouts to the top. One down at the bottom. That's Saunders. Quick pop pass. Nice quick move with a quick two-step by Christian Toko, and he'll pick up a good chunk of the first down yardage that he needed. He'll pick up about seven as he made a nice little hop and go there.
Yeah, nice play by LaFranco getting it out quick, just a little bubble to the wide receiver. He catches. He's got one blocker in front, and he makes the first guy miss. The guy that has him, he makes him miss, and he goes hard with his pads forward. So it's going to bring up about third and four. They got two plays to get this. You know, they crossed midfield, so probably two plays to get the first down. don't want to have any negative plays.
20 seconds and counting here in the first quarter. Snap. LaFranca looks downfield. Everybody's covered. Finally hits his man and runs right into him. And they're saying he caught it inbounds, but he stepped out of bounds right away. So nice pitch and catch. Eli Murphy on the reception there. But really no gain. It's going to bring up fourth down.
Yeah, he just lost track of where he was, because as soon as he caught it, he turned upfield and he would have had the yards for first down, but his first step put him out of bounds. So right after he caught it and took off downfield, he stepped out of bounds. So fourth and a little shorter four.
12 seconds left in our first quarter here. 24-0. The Cardinals on the losing end right now, the Wolverines. LaFranca in shotgun. Viner in the backfield with him. Ball comes to Viner. He drops to throw to LaFranca. Wide open.
Oh,
and he overthrew him. A little nice giddy up hitch play there. Quarterback went out for the pass. Direct snap to Viner. And I tell you what, he was wide open,
yeah,
wasn't he?
I think it was Toko.
Oh, it was Toko that
was
downfield.
But, you know, that's been their short yardage play where they line up the quarterback and Viner right next to each other. And they end up snapping it to Viner. And LaFranca takes off as a lead blocker. This time they just kind of faked it, and Toko just took off down the field, and they lost track of him, and he just overthrew it. That's an easy touchdown if you just put a little bit too much on it.
Yeah. Good play. They had him on it. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Sullivan Exteriors of West Branch, Michigan, Wilson & Son Septic Service of Prescott and Hale, the Erickson Family Insurance Agency of West Branch, and Eastwind Polyurethane Spray Foam Insulation of Au Gray, Michigan. Wolves now with another chance here late in the first quarter. Probably the last play here. Bomb down the sideline. Zarniak, wide open. Pass was there. Tried to one-hand it. Couldn't haul it in. 1 second left in our first quarter. He was gone if he caught it.
Yeah, just trying to hit a home run on first down. He ran by the guy. He instead of catching it in the breadbasket, he turns his hands back towards it, and I think he thinks that's a mistake. He probably just let the ball come to him, and he could have caught it right in stride. But once he turns his hand back, he kind of knocked it down from himself. So enough time for one more play in the quarter.
I can tell you he'd like to have that chance back. Snap, Zion hands it off. Gets a corner. That's Cole DeWald again. DeWald into the secondary, down to the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, another long run for DeWald. And just like that, on the last play of the first quarter, Au Gray busts off a 55-yard touchdown to number 64, Cole DeWald.
Yeah, a couple different defenders had a shot at him, and he bounced off him. They didn't wrap up. They tried to run through him, and he just put his shoulder pad down and bounced off him. But you know, they got to run through his shins right there and get him on the ground. So some poor tackling right there by the Cardinals, and some good hard running by DeWald, and
so
a nice run.
We'll have one on time play here for the 2-point conversion. Au Gray gets the call in from the sideline. Zion in shotgun, got DeWald in the backfield. Penrod to his right in a slot. Wide receiver on one side is Winkle. Rolls to his left, looks for Winkle, throws it in the corner. 2-point conversion complete, and they are just making it look easy as that makes the score 32-0, and also the end of our first quarter. We will take a break here on Hits FM. We'll be back with the second quarter after this on 103.3, your power station for sports. After yet another Wolverine touchdown, they kick it off again. Toko back deep, and this time the coverage better than the first few times today, as Winkle was down there along with his partner Dakota Nelson, and the coverage was really good, and Toko got it out to about the 23-yard line, and that's where the Cardinals will take over. Cardinal needs something here to happen good in the start of the second half, Scott.
Yeah, like we talked before, they need to sustain some drives and run some clock and shorten the game and try to keep the ball away from Au Gray, because right now they don't have an answer for that offense. But that's a great high school football kick right there. They got one guy deep. He kicks it to the grass, and the grass holds it, and he has to go pick it up. By the time he picks it up, the coverage was there. So good hustle by Au Gray.
LaFranca sends three wideouts down to the near side, rolls to the near side, looks, big pressure in the backfield, and he is hauled down in the backfield on a really nice play there by, who is the big guy? That's 78 or 79?
That's Freiberger, 79. Okay. Caden Freiberger, yep.
Caden Freiberger, senior. Good to see him in on that tackle and on that rush.
Yeah, I think Whitmore was trying to hit a home run on that, trying to get Viner down the sideline, but, you know, he got flushed out of the pocket, and then next thing you know, he's got Freiberger on him.
Yeah, goes for a big loss, too, all the way back to the inside their 10, so it's going to be second down and about 24 yards. And play coming in from the sideline. LaFranca goes and gets it, gets in the game. Viner splits out to the top this time. LaFranca will work with an empty backfield. Two receivers near, two receivers far. Three guys on the line. Pressure again. He gets it off over the middle and almost picked off as Tyler Zarniak almost jumped in front of that one, and that would have been 6 points real quick.
Yeah, Zarniak's playing that middle linebacker, and he's been rushing every pass with the two D linemen, so they get three guys rushing every play. Well, that time they brought 21 off the corner. They brought Dakota Nelson off the corner, and Zarniak dropped into the hook zone, and they almost threw it to him. Nice little game right there by Augury mixing things up. So, you know, right now I see the biggest difference is the team speed, the speed at which these guys play the game. And you can notice that the Augury kids are just faster on just about everything they're doing right now. So.
Yeah, and a much bigger playbook. I think Augury's got a few more athletes.
Yeah.
And you can open up your playbook a little bit bigger that way. But nonetheless, third and about 24 for LaFranca. Got Viner in the backfield again. Three wideouts, man in motions. Toko fakes it to him, goes the other way on a design quarterback keeper. And I tell you what, too much, too quick on the edge that time. And Augury Sims got there, three of them. And tackle LaFranca is going to be fourth and really long, probably 28 yards right now.
Yeah, just a quarterback counter, and they counter back, and they were outnumbered. The Augury kids stayed there for their contain and made a nice play. That was Nelson, I believe, on the first hit there with the tackle. So, yeah, like you said, fourth, and I don't know if they can punt it this far.
I don't know, but I tell you what, Viner's back in punt formation. Penrod back to receive the kick. If they do get it to him, I tell you, watch out here. That's a good kick.
Uh-oh.
Penrod's going to have a chance at the 40, at the 35, at the 30, at the 35. Before getting tackled just outside the 30-yard line, ball was on the ground, but it was caused by the ground, and it'll be first and 10 with real good field position here for Augury again with 10:02 left till halftime.
Yeah, nice job by Christian Toko right there getting Pendred on the ground on that because he had some room. You know, they had some lanes for the punt return, and he made the first couple guys miss, but Toko got a hold of him and brought him down.
So Augury will get started again. Zion in the backfield with DeWald. Zion rolls to his right, looks for a receiver, sees Penrod wide open, walks it into the end zone. Touchdown, Augury. One play, one score. 9:56 here in the second.
Yeah, just a little flood to the right side. All the receivers are, we got an out and you got a flag, so everybody's going right. Zion's going right. He just reads the one defender to see who he's picking up, and the defender was short, so he threw it long.
We're going to call it a 24-yard touchdown pass. And Zion will come in now in the same formation with DeWald in the backfield with him. Penrod comes in motion and then sets. Snap, quick pop pass into the backfield, and DeWald just runs it into the corner for the two-point conversion. So just like that. It's 40-0, 40-0 here in Augury. We'll take a break and we'll be right back on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger and Scott Lewick, thanks for joining us tonight on this beautiful Friday evening. I'd like to tell you we got a barn burner going on, but it's been all Augury Sims so far tonight. 40-0, 9:56 left in our second kickoff. Heads down towards where Toko is. Ball hits the ground. Toko will pick it up at the 20 to the 25, and then he steps out of bounds. And once again, the Cardinals will take over. Tonight's game brought to you in part here by Turner Bean and Grain, the Bear Store of Hale, Michigan, Kevin Humrickhaus at Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Tawas, Aranac Realty of Augre, Michigan, Treasures Forever of Augre, Michigan, and Napa Auto Parts of Augre, East Tawas, and Oscoda. We thank all of our advertisers. Don't forget, coming up, the Northern Power Sports halftime show with This Week in the MHSAA at halftime. You won't want to miss that. LaFranca brings the Cardinals out, first and 10 from their own 26. Low snap. LaFranca hands it off right up the gut. That's Viner. Viner gets maybe two or three on first down, and they've decided to go back to the run here, Scott.
Well, and I like it that they're doing it out of the spread formations, too. You know, they're trying to run the ball out of their tight formations, and that brings all the Augre kids in, and they're outmanned when they do that. So stay in the spread formation and run the ball.
This is my first live look this year at Augre, and I tell you what, they're a beast on both sides of the ball so far. So,
yeah, even that extra point, it's just a little flare to the halfback out of the backfield, but you got two receivers out front, and both of them win their blocks. They just block the kids right into the end zone, and, you know, their little flare pass is easy to run, things like that. So their blocking and tackling is exceptional.
Shotgun, LaFranca throws a lateral pass in the backfield to Viner. And what a step up there by number four. Got a shout out to that tackle. That was one of the better tackles of the night. But that's Monty Wenkel.
Yeah.
And nice dive right at the legs. Took him out right in the backfield after the completion.
And that's the exact same play that Augre ran for the extra point. They throw that little flare out of the backfield. Kid catches it. The difference is the Augre kids are not getting blocked. And, you know, they're fighting through those blocks and they're making plays. So. Same play, different team, different result.
Yep. Third and 13, we'll call it now. 8:28 in the clock, moving now as we head towards halftime. LaFranca and shotgun, four wideouts, two up top, two down low. LaFranca throws a pass, lands it short. It's going to be incomplete as it skipped into the arms of intended receiver Viner.
Yeah, and just, you know, he threw it a little bit sooner than he wanted to. It was just a little quick sprint out to the left, set your feet and throw it. But he had to throw it a little sooner than he wanted, so the ball is in the dirt instead of a completion. So that's going to bring up fourth and 13 from about the 24-yard line, and looks like they've got the punter on the field.
Well, yeah, you almost have to, don't you? I mean, you just can't hand him the ball at that point of the field. So once again, Viner will punt it, Penrod back, and Penrod's a threat. Every time they punt it to him, it's a chance for a touchdown. Nice high end-over-end kick. Penrod grabs it at the 35, 40, 50. Gets over midfield, and then good pursuit, good tackle. A little bit of a gang tackle. Flag hits the field at the very end. You might see a little either unsportsmanlike conduct or unnecessary roughness here.
I don't know what that was, but a real nice open field tackle by 3 Eli Murphy. And then the flag came in late. So we got a face mask on the end of it. So, you know, as they came in and made that tackle, they got their hands up in the face mask. So a couple scores still coming in. Ogemaw's starting to pull away. They're up 16-0 now. Oscoda gave up another one right now. It's 24-0. Elk Rapids over Oscoda.
So once again, great field position at the 30 of the Cardinals. Wolverines will go to work here. Same setup, Zion, got Penrod in the backfield, DeWald in the backfield, drops straight back, throws a bad pass, and I tell you what, if Whittemore Prescott would have been a little closer to that ball, Aiden Bell would have had the first six for the night for the Cardinals.
Yeah, they're running that little bubble, and we had an unblocked guy coming in, so I think maybe even Zion might have thrown it a little bit further back just because he knew it might get picked off or there might be a bell collision, so he almost might have thrown that away right there.
7:59 left in our second quarter. Great to be back in the booth with my friend Scott Lewick tonight, bringing you live high school football on Friday night here. In motion is Pendred. Fake, handoff, Zion up the middle. Got lots of room to run into the secondary, down the sideline. He's not going to get touched. And another touchdown on a quarterback keeper, this time a 30-yard one from Carter Zion.
Yeah, that's just quarterback counter. They've run that before. The Whittemore kids are going with that first flow on that fake handoff, and they don't have the backside sealed. And then a real nice downfield block by Monty Wenkel right there as Zine had one guy to beat, and Winkle picked him up and just went around him and got into the end zone. So, you know, once again, they're lining up for two with DeWald in the backfield.
DeWald in the backfield. Winkle's wide out on this end, and up top on the other side is a wide out is Zarniak. Snap, shotgun, pass into the end zone, and Penridge just turns around after catching it. Oh, no, he dropped it. I'm sorry, incomplete. First time they didn't complete the two-point, but still 46-0. We'll take a quick break on 103.3. Hits FM, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Scott Lewick. Augre kicks off deep to Toko. Toko picks it up. Christian gets to the 30. Penalty there. Gets out to the 35-yard line. We got an illegal block coming on Whittemore Prescott as Sammy Varner knocked down one of the Wolverines. We'll put it nicely, and he's going to pick up a penalty for that.
Yeah, just real good hustle by Pendred right there, covering the kick. He got past all the blockers, and he's chasing him down. And then the second level turns around to get a block, and they have to hit him in the back because he already ran by him. So pretty easy call, and you could almost really see it coming, too, once he got past him.
So our first out-of-town score from Tawas, Benzie up 27-7 late in the second quarter down at Benzie.
That Benzie team, I can tell you, they're very tough to defend. I've seen a lot of Kingsley games with them, and they've got some good plays and some good kids.
So LaFranca gets him to the line, low snap, rolls, in trouble in the backfield, is going to have to keep it, tries to get around end. And tackled firmly at best by Carter Zion.
Yeah, Augre's changed up their blitz. They're sending an outside backer now instead of the inside backer now. And you know, you got three offensive linemen blocking, and you've got three defenders rushing. So if any one of them, you know, wins the one-on-one, they've got quarterback pressure, and they are somebody's winning that one-on-one just about every time right now for Augre. So he gets flushed out, and before he gets a chance to turn the corner or get rid of it, Zion is there to make the tackle at the sideline.
Second and 12 now for the Cardinals. They bring the ball up. Shotgun formation. Three wideouts and a single setback in the backfield. Direct snap to Viner. Viner looks downfield. Looks, fires, and just a little bit too hot for Toko to handle. Good idea right at the sticks, would have been close to moving them, but going to bring up third and 12 on the incompletion.
Yeah, that was actually a very nice looking throw, and Toko kind of laid out to catch it. Hit him in at least one of the arms. I don't know if I hit him in both hands, but that's a play that, like you said, you know, at the beginning, that Whittemore's going to have to make plays to stay in it, and they just, they haven't been able to do that. So it's going to bring up about third and 11, third and 12 from their own 14 yard line.
LaFranca not setting up a quarterback right now as Viner is setting up a quarterback. He's in shotgun, looks downfield. He's got a strong arm keeper on a quarterback keeper, cuts to this side of the field, knocks one blocker off, picks up some good yardage. He's going to be just short of the first down, but picked up a lot of it on third. Going to bring up fourth and manageable, and at this point of the game, you got to say Coach Joe Murphy's going to say, why not, right?
Yeah, try to get something here positive before half. But I think that was the quarterback draw. You know, he took a quick step back, and then he went up the middle. So I think that was a design draw, and, you know, they picked up about 11 yards to bring up a fourth and short, and looks like Viner's going to stay in a quarterback and see if they can make this.
Well, they need to do something, and, I mean, I'm not opposed to this whatsoever. So he'll give it a whirl.
Going with a heavy formation again with the extra lineman in the backfield.
Yep, Viner in the backfield. In shotgun. Bunch seven players in front of him. Hand off, keeps it, finds a hole, digs, falls forward, and I think he got himself a first down there. And
yep.
That's same. Good. That'll be the second one today for the Cardinals, and that's a good first down.
Same scrum they ran earlier with the extra lineman in the backfield, and just power football right behind it, and, you know, they need two, they got two and a half.
Chains will get moved. 5:43 and the clock moving right now in our second quarter. Nightfall has hit us here. It's dusk. Sun has set. 7:54 p.m. right now. Coming up on the top of the hour in a few. Viner again. This time he's got four wideouts. In shotgun. Snap comes to Sammy, a little low. Picks it up, looks downfield. Got a guy, throws it, and he overthrows everybody that time. Pass intended for Toko. Eli Murphy was also down in the pattern there, but tosses it over the top, and that'll bring up another down here.
Yeah, and they, you know, 5 minutes ago in the half, they dropped six that time and only rushed two. And got a couple subs on the D-line. Number 44, Nathan Bennett, is in, and 76, Random Markham, is in. And 44, Bennett there, he kind of, even though he was double-teamed, he got to the quarterback and made him throw it a little sooner than he wanted, because they were breaking free deep, but they just overthrew it because, you know, a little too excited. So I see Augrey's rotating. You know, they've got five, six, seven subs on the sideline. They're rotating kids every play, and I think some kids are playing different spots than they already have, and the linebacker to defensive back and things like that. So a lot of reps for a lot of kids.
Shotgun again, Viner, four wideouts, looks this way, and that play gets blown down. Might have some laundry on the field, and we do.
I think that Augrey might have lined up offside. Somebody might have been in the neutral zone.
Yeah, our referee's coming over to tell us what it was. Yep, offsides on the Augrey Sims Wolverine. That'll pick up a free five there and make it a little bit more manageable on second down here for the Cardinals.
So Augrey brings two pass rushers on the last play. This play they bring four, so it's probably a good thing they were lined up offsides, because they were all over the quarterback on that, so save them a play.
Second and five now. LaFranca no longer in a quarterback. Viner taking care of the duties now. He's got three wideouts and a setback in the backfield with him. Man in motion's Toko. Hands the ball this time up the gut, and that ball was handed off right to, looked like, Aiden Bell, number 10 in the backfield. And he got nowhere. Good pressure again by that front line of the Augrey Sims Wolverines.
Yeah, they're winning all the one-on-ones up front with all the blocking, and they're just not being blocked. So, you know, if they can get off that block, and they're doing that right at the line of scrimmage, they're not penetrating deep on the runs up the middle, but they're holding their gap and making the tackle.
4:37 and the clock moving right now. Cardinals, even though down 46, not in a big hurry right now. Kind of happy to be holding on the ball and in the middle of a drive right now. Third and five we got. Viner in the backfield. Shotgun formation, snap comes to him. Looks downfield, looks, throws. Good pass on the little out pattern to Christian Toko, but it was just out of his outstretched hands. Dove for it nice, but couldn't haul it in. Going to bring up fourth down and five.
Yeah, nice little flag route there. He's open. He's got two Augrey Wolverines defenders on his back, and he's open. The throw's just a little bit out in front of him. He made a nice try trying to dive and catch it, but couldn't quite get there. But it's going to bring up fourth and seven regardless, and looks like Viner is not going to quarterback. He's going back to punt.
Yeah, and I think Viner brings more to the table in the backfield as quarterback. He's got a pretty good arm, but you know what? He's got better scrambling skills and can really run the ball, so kind of like Viner back there. Another low snap, and he gets off another great punt. This time Penner will let it just go over his head, land, run out, down to the 30-yard line, and I don't know what happened there.
He decided he was going to sneak up on it and try to return it. And,
yeah,
Whittemore got tackled. Yeah, the Whittemore kids saw that and went right in behind him and double-legged him and got him on the ground. So,
and I guarantee you, Coach Sanchez will say something to him like, don't do that.
We don't need that.
Don't do that. It's 46-0.
Yeah. We don't want to do that in a close game or a game that's not close. But, you know, the center there for Whittemore has not had a bad snap the entire game, but he's having a hard time with the punt snap.
He is.
But that one, another low snap, but Viner's a nice punter and got it over the head of Pendred that time.
So Augrey, well, with 4 minutes left, work one more drive here, starting at their own 30, handoff to this side. And tackle, there's a late hit coming as number 55 from Whittemore Prescott, that's Adrian McDonald, came in late after DeWald was already down, put a helmet right to him.
Yeah, real nice tackle by Viner right there on the edge. And I think, you know, 55 there, I just think he's hustling McDonald. He's hustling that way, and I don't think it was anything malicious or intentional, but he's definitely late. And, you know, the referee was standing right there and got the call.
So that'll move the ball 15 yards, pick up a first down for Augrey, and now the ball's out to the 45-yard line. We'll see what happens now. 3:58 left till halftime. Don't forget the Northern Power Sports Mayo halftime show coming up. And another run down the sideline. And I tell you what, once he gets a full head of steam going,
Zion.
Yeah, Zion, he's going to run you over. He doesn't shy away from contact at all.
We saw that last year with him, and I tell you, it's a character trait that his brother had as well when his brother used to carry the ball. They got their pads forward at the end of the play and looked to run somebody over to finish the run.
Another Penrod around the right-hand side. One man to beat, got through him into the backfield, and kind of a saving tackle there by Sammy Viner. Or it would have been, we'd have been over the 50 mark here in the second quarter alone with 3:20 left.
Yeah, just running the jet sweep there, and, you know, they're getting the block on the edge. They're getting the corner turned out so that he can turn it up. You know, Viner gets there to, or somebody, he ran through the first one, then Viner gets there to clean it up. So nice job by him, but Whittemore kids just need to be a little bit more physical right now.
Shotgun again. Zion takes the snap. Hands it off. A lot of room up the middle. That's another touchdown just like that for DeWald. Late flag coming from the referee here, though. Don't know if it's going to they're going to call a holding on Augray, and that's coming back.
Yeah, about the 15-yard line, so it'll be about first and 13 or 14. But, yeah, the touchdown comes back. Real nice blocking up front, but somebody grabbed a hold of somebody downfield.
What a hole, though. I mean, Cole DeWald, you and I, you know what? You and I could have probably, even on bad legs, got through that hole.
Nope, not me.
Not we me. Could have, I'm telling you.
Nope.
I could have pushed you in a wheelbarrow through that hole. We'd have been all right. We'd have made it. We'd have got 10 and a first down at least. Yep. So holding on, Gray on the gate, another touchdown here in the first half. 3:01 still left. Zion, Penrod, DeWald all in the game.
Yeah, nothing fancy. They're just trying to run the ball. They're trying to go fast, get some runs in here before half and see if they can get one.
Snap. Direct snap gives it to DeWald again. DeWald gets another chance at it. Breaks through into the secondary. Tough after contact that time, and he picks himself up about 6 yards, 6.5 yards on that, all on his own accord.
That was a great move by DeWald in the hole. He got the handoff. He got to the hole. There was nothing, and he stopped and started really, really quick. And end up getting maybe even almost 10 because it was first and long from after the penalty. So real nice run with nothing in the hole. He made a great move.
36-0 now on the out-of-town ticker. Ogemaw up on top of Sheboygan. Quarterback sneak this time that goes into the secondary before getting tackled. And Carter Zion had enough, I believe, to move the chains. The referee's going to take a look, walk over. And they're moving the chains. First down for Augray Sims with 2:20 left as they inch themselves closer and closer to that goal line. There's just enough room to get a first down. Ball sits just outside of the 10-yard line. Zion with DeWald in the backfield. Hands it to DeWald, right side. Good tackle by Varner.
Yeah.
Got in there to only give up 4 yards there. If he'd have got to the edge, he'd have been in the end zone.
Yeah, Viner has definitely picked up the pace for the Whittemore defense right here. He's playing really nice on this series, and he made his read, and he went running full speed and made a real nice form tackle to get the ball carrier DeWald out of bounds.
.206 now. Coach Brian Sanchez has to be elated with the first half of football that they've played. Man in motion gives it to him. Good penetration into the backfield that time by Whittemore Prescott's Thomas Saunders. He broke that up and got a hold of the foot of Dakota Nelson and stopped that sweep.
Yeah, nice play. Very nice play by Saunders right there, making his read and hitting that hole. And got a hold of one leg and got him on the ground.
That'll bring up third and 9, just outside goal to goal here. You can get a first down inside the 1. A little bit of movement, no flags from the officials, hard count. And then a timeout for Augray Sims. We'll take one with him here on 103.3, your power station for sports.
WQLB, Tawa City, Michigan, and WKJZ, Hillman, Alvina.
Top of the hour. Thanks for all the hard work in the studio tonight, Chad Meyer, making us sound good. As the Wolverines with the ball, third down and about 8.5
Yeah, really
1:33 left here till halftime. Zion hands it off up the middle. DeWald's got room, gets to the corner and the edge, and it's in for a touchdown on a 9-yard touchdown run. And that is his second of the night as well. Cole DeWald, big number 64. And that's going to make it 52-0 pending the two-point conversion.
Really the first time that Augury's been in third and long. And they still got the playbook is open the way they've been playing tonight. So just a base run. And DeWald was able to get in.
And the clock's still running. Fumbled snap on the two-point. Zion scrambles, throws it in the corner of the end zone. And he caught it. What a scramble, what a play by Carter Zion as he got a bad snap, dropped the football, ran after it, threw into the corner of the end zone, and it was complete. And just like that, our score now is 54-0. And
Tyler,
the clock is running now, even though in the first half we are on a running clock here.
Yeah, the super clock, so that'll probably take us to halftime. But that was Tyler Zerniak on that touchdown catch, and he was in the back of the end zone, and Zion just kind of threw it up, and he came running back to it just like you want to teach your receivers to do, and he made a nice play on the ball and cut front of everybody and caught that pass. So nice half by the Augury Wolverines, and with the clock running, I think that'll probably take us to halftime.
Don't forget tonight's game is brought to you by the Irisa Tech Center, Ottawa City, Wilson Trucking and Excavating of Prescott and Hale, the Hale Insurance Agency, and the law office of Dwayne Hadley in Standish. That does take us to halftime with our score of the Augury Sims Wolverines 54 and the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals nothing. Enjoy your Northern Power Sports halftime and this week in the MHSAA, and we'll see you after halftime for our second half on 103.3 Hits FM, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger and Scott Lewick, so glad you joined us tonight. Glad you're still tuning in. And both teams back on the field. The Augury Sims Wolverines stretching a little bit on their sideline. All the officials out at midfield getting ready to get this one kicked off here for our second half. Once again, we'll be on what we call, I call it the mini running clock, 54-0. If it goes to 60, it won't be stopped for any reason at all during the second half. At 54, it'll be stopped for scores or injuries. So,
yeah, and Augury gets the ball to start the half. So, you know, true to form, with the kids they got, I think you'd expect that as long as they don't turn it over, they're going to probably march it down.
So as we look forward a little bit, next week we talked about it, a big game. Going to be excited to do it with you. I'm glad you're back in tow. And Tawas has scored next week. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I see. Elk Rapids just scored again. I know the Elk Rapids kids were pretty big. They got some good kids over there right now. It's 30-0 on Oscoda, but I don't think, as long as the Oscoda kids can stay healthy, I think next week will be a pretty good game for them in Tawas, and I would expect a lot of people there and rooting on their team pretty hard. So
yeah, it should be a big game, big crowd, and I think it's going to be a competitive game this year. I really do. I don't think there's going to be a I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I've walked in thinking that before, and that's happened. But, after, like you said, after week one, you were thinking Oscoda was in trouble in the game, and then they come back and played some good ball.
And
we'll see. That's what they play the games for, obviously. But I think it should be the contest that it always is. I think there'll be a little extra hit in the pads that night.
Yeah, a little extra effort at practice, too. So, Oscoda played at Houghton Lake that first week, and I think it was a 34-6 or 34-7, something like that. And, it didn't look real good as, Tawas beat Pinconning. And then, you look now, and Houghton Lake's 3-0. So that was actually a pretty good team that they faced that first week. So, the one common opponent is Mansalona. Oscoda was able to beat them, and Mansalona beat Tawas. So, but, that's paper. But, you got to throw all that away when these two teams get together. Should be a good time.
Both teams in their final huddle right now. Fresh 12 minutes put up on the clock here as we get ready to start our third quarter of football here from Augury on an absolute, you couldn't ask for a more beautiful night for a football game. In fact, it's so nice. There's not even dew on the grass like there usually is at this time of the night. So holding on to the ball should not be any kind of an issue. Augury is going to get set to return this kick. They send Cole DeWald back to receive it. As Whittemore Prescott hasn't broke huddle yet to come out, and I think the officials are getting a little impatient with him. They blew their whistle and waved him once, and Coach Murphy still got him there in a huddle.
My weather app is showing it's still 64 degrees, so it's
beautiful.
No wind, and it's it's very nice. Very nice here.
So Cole DeWald will be back to receive this kick. You might hear a few different names, a few different numbers tonight. They got five guys on the bench, so they have a total of 13 players tonight, Augre Sims.
13, okay. Yep. Okay, I think those are 15 or 16 on the roster, but yeah, they got 13 dressed tonight. Yeah, my math isn't good because I was doing 11 plus 5. It should have been 8 plus 5.
Looks like Branson Belleville kicked this off. Hits a little squib up the middle. Hands team right there picked up at the 40-yard line. And that's Monty Wenzel, and he gets to the corner and gets it over midfield. Good little return. Good hands team on a low squibber, and Augre will start on the right side of midfield.
Yeah, it looked like when he caught it, he kind of paused, like, I'm supposed to just smother this, and he's like, no way.
Running it.
Nope, and he ran it all the way across the field.
Yeah. Got more yards laterally than he did horizontally.
Yeah, but he said, I'm gonna give it a try.
So we'll give you updates on the clock as we go, but it's moving at 11:24, and it won't really stop here. Shotgun, Augre. Hands it to DeWald. Big hole up the left side. Round end. Makes the cut. Gets around the outside. And he's gone for another touchdown. First play from scrimmage. Augre Sims with a touchdown. And that one's going to be a 50-yarder.
Yeah, the defensive back didn't quite get his arms wrapped around him. And he almost slowed him down enough for Viner to get there. But Viner was just a little bit late getting there. And I'll tell you what, DeWald showed some acceleration. He might be faster than Zion or Pendred. He showed some acceleration. He's a sophomore.
Is a good thing for the future as well, too. You know, even though even their quarterback this year,
Zion's a junior.
He's a junior. They're going to be good again next year, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And it's good when you can have a program go 4, 5, 6 years in a row like that and compete. Zion in shotgun for the 2-point conversion. Rolls to his right. Rolls. Throws it into the end zone. In and out of the hands on a ball that probably should have been caught, and if he had to do it over again, he'd like to see that again. But Tyler Zarniak just dropped that one.
Wankel coming all the way across the field on a drag. It was Wankel in the back of the end zone.
I thought it was one. My bad.
No.
So they don't get the extra point, but they do get to 60. So the score is 60-0, and you know what that means is that clock's not going to stop at all now, Scott. We're down to 10 minutes, and you know what? 10 minutes from now, this quarter will be over.
Yeah, I just want to say something about the center playing tonight, and then it was a one-play drive. But Casey Crane, a junior playing center tonight, he's been flawless on his snaps and all the shotgun snaps, and he's done a real good job of blocking the nose guard too. So nice job by that offensive line led by their center Casey Crane.
You know what I've seen just walk by, Scott? I've seen a big hot pretzel. Anybody that's here tonight, feel free to stop by the...
Yeah, we told Gordy we didn't want anything else, no?
Too late now, yeah. No, Gordy, we're good.
Oh, we got a change. We got a substitute kicker.
Yeah.
Zion's not kicking. It's one of the big guys.
Yeah, I'm going to see somebody else. I bet he can put a toe into it, too.
I think this is Freiberger 79.
Yeah, it is. You're correct. So we'll see what he brings to the table with the kicking. Cadence Freiberger waits for the official. Toe ball deep, real deep, all the way back down to the 5-yard line. Picked up and headed out, and that's Varner. Viner gets the edge and finally gets tackled. Nice return, 30-yard return out over the 35-yard line.
Yeah.
And
beautiful high end over end kick, just like you see on TV down inside the 10. And Viner not showing any signs of giving up. He ran really hard and made a nice return, got the ball out past the 35. So, 25, 30-yard return by him. So nice job by him playing hard right there. But, yeah, good kick by the big guy there.
Yeah, good kick by Freiberger. And you know what? Just sometimes you need a chance. You might not ever see Zion kick again.
I tell you what, he could probably kick extra points if he kicks like that.
Oh.
Kick a little field goal kick.
But, yeah.
Freiberger stays in along with 27, Andrew Saban at the defensive line.
Yep. Penrod back playing safety. And it looks now like we got LaFranca back in shotgun again for to start the third quarter. LaFranca rolls in trouble, takes a little hit, throws it, and picks it off. Pendred right in the middle of the field. 40, 30, 25, down to the 25 and finally tripped up by Sammy Viner. And just like that, first play from scrimmage back the other way now for Whittemore Prescott. They throw a pick.
Yeah, a lot of pressure. You know, like I said, they're not getting a chance to sit back and make the read and the throw. They're kind of pressured. And, you know, once he let it go, he's been long pretty much every time. And then that was just a post down the middle. He's long on the post. And Pendred playing behind the receiver just picked it off. And he showed some acceleration right there too. But a nice tackle there by Viner and Schleip on the tackle. So they take over about 25-yard line.
So a couple wideouts this time. Over on the one side is Zarniak. Penrod in the slot. Zion waiting for last-minute information. Wenkel in the backfield right now with Carter Zion. Goes to the wrist to check the play. Now he's ready in shotgun, man in motion. Keeper himself up the middle. That's into the end zone. No problem unless his own guy tackles him, which he doesn't. So Carter Zion on a quarterback keeper picks up the 25-yard touchdown from scrimmage.
Yeah, just the quarterback counter. That's been wide open for them. They've got the good blocking up front with a kickout block on the backside lineman pulling. And, you know, they get the fake on the handoff to get the linebackers flowing. And he pulls it out, and he goes up the middle untouched.
Yep. At approximately the 6:16 mark of our third quarter as our clock is moving now. They line up for two, and they get the two.
Monty Wenkel on the carry.
Yeah. So 68-0 now. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back here on 103.3 Power Station for Sports Hits FM. Kurt Robert or Scott Lewitt, glad you joined us tonight. 68-0. A one-sided affair as the Augrey Sims Wolverines get set to kick it off. And this time they get it down deep again. And once again, Viner picks it up at his own 25, 30, 35. Puts his head down, falls forward, and gets out over the 40-yard line on a heck of a run and a heck of a return. And there's no quitting that kid.
No, and there's probably 7 or 8, maybe even 9 yards after contact. So he took some hits, kept going forward, and he spun off a kid and kept going forward. So nice job by Viner picking up the kick from Freiberger again.
Already down to the four-minute spot in our third quarter here as we're on the running clock here now.
Nathan Bennett and Random Markham in at D-line now. Looks like their center Casey Crane's going to get some time at inside linebacker too.
There you go. Viner in the backfield this time looking for the snap. Gets it. Takes off. Great tackle. Great tackle up
Zion.
Front. Want to get a number on that.
Zion.
That was Zion. What a great tackle that was.
Yep.
He low, wrapped and grabbed, and nice tackle.
Yep, he beat the lead blocker to the running back. You know, they had a blocker in front, but Zion with his quickness and aggressiveness just went right past the kid and got Viner right in the knees. And they subbed him out, and now Chase Bedour is in to play some linebacker.
There you go. Zarniak and Zion on the sideline, chatting it up a little bit. It's going to bring up second down and 8 for the Cardinals as they try to do something positive here in the second half, maybe get a score. They're at their own 45. Good field position. Viner and shotgun. Two men in the backfield with him, no wideouts. Keeper runs to the right side and gets knocked out of bounds at about midfield. So pretty good pickup on second down. It's going to get him third and manageable, third and about 3.5, 4.
Yeah, that was that heavy backfield where they put the lineman in the backfield and this is a power eye that they've been going right. The one time they pulled it out and they passed it. This time he just kind of does a one-man counter and takes off to the left with all the Augrey guys flowing to the formation and be able to get outside and pick up 5-6 yards and bring up third and manageable, about 3rd and 3.
Well, you can sure tell that. I mean, Coach Murphy's got it. This is 4-down territory. They got two chances here, 2 downs to pick up 3 yards. So
see if they go back to that little pass play out of this formation that when Tokel was open.
Viner in the backfield. One slot back, one back in the backfield with him. Ball comes to Viner, gets a lead block, gets to the end, slips. And when he slips, it was Tyler Zarniak, right there. No, that wasn't Tyler Zarniak.
I think it was four. I think that might have been Winkle.
Winkle.
Again.
Winkle with the tackle when he slipped.
Yeah, he tried to cut it back a little bit and slipped, and Winkle was right there. But good pursuit by all the Augrays because they were kind of all over that to begin with. But that's that formation that they ran that pass play out of. They ran that seam down the field, and they overthrew it. That was their best chance to score. I thought maybe they would try that right there on third down. But, you know, it's now it's fourth and three. And
so number four stops them, and that brings up a fourth down. 68-0, 121 in the clock running here in our third quarter. Won't take long to finish this one up with the clock moving. Sammy Viner hasn't quit all night in shotgun formation. Low snap,
reverse.
Little hands off, gets around this side by Toko. Gets the first down and some more. Wiggles his way back toward the center of the field. And a nice gainer down to almost the Wolverines 40. That was a good little play there.
Yeah, a little power eye formation again with the two backs in the backfield. And Toko's at the wing. And, you know, they've been running that power play to the right. And they just run that power play to the right. And they just get a little inside handoff to Toko coming back on the little wing reverse. And picks up 5-6 yards on first down. Great call play. And nice job blocking it by the Whittemore Cardinals.
So they pick up a first down. That's big for them here in the third quarter. Coming up on 30 seconds left in our third quarter. Viner in shotgun again. Rolls to his right. Throws the pass wide open. And this time he got him. Caught by Toko inside the five. Clock still moving. Toko looks like he might have got hurt on the tackle. He's still on the ground.
Yeah, Pendred caught him from behind, and he might have came down on his shoulder, maybe a collarbone or something like that. But there was that little pass play out of that tight formation, and they got him again on it. But, the speed of Pendred caught up to him and got him on the ground. But Toko looks like he might have a sore shoulder or something right now.
Well, we bring it here now to the end of the third, 68-0. Augrey Sims on top of Whittemore Prescott. We'll be back with our fourth quarter after this on 103.3 Hits FM, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger and Scott Lewick back with you here in Augrey, getting ready to start our fourth quarter, 12 minutes up on the board. And the Cardinals are going to have a chance here, Scotty, to get a score on the board.
Yeah, very nice pass play. And Toko did get up and walk off his own power, and looks like he's going to be okay because he's in the formation. So maybe he landed on the football, maybe knocked his wind out of him, but with that quarter break he was able to shake it off. Now he's back in, and they're in that heavy formation again.
Chains down, first and goal. Viner with backs in front of him. Gets it, heads it right up the middle. Good pressure on both sides. I don't think he got it in. Got it close,
he's about a foot short.
About a foot short.
About a foot short. Both linemen, referees there had their foot just about on the goal line. So I would expect probably something similar right there with getting the ball to Viner.
Yeah, and I tell you what, he deserves a touchdown.
Yeah.
He really does. Kid deserves it all night.
Yeah, and he's their best power runner too, so.
Him or, I tell you what, Christian Toko's put a nice night's work in, too.
He's had a nice game, too. He's a pretty tough kid out there. Toko's a junior, and Viner's a junior.
They bring it up to the line. Cardinals looking for something good to happen here. Second down and less than one. Snap to Viner, heads right up the middle, and this time he's got the push, and this time he's in the end zone.
Yeah.
And finally, the Cardinals break the ice and get on the board on a one-yard run for number 13, Sammy Viner. And that's a good building.
That was a good series. A 65-yard drive. They had a fourth down conversion. They had a nice play on the reverse. They had a pass completion. So very nice drive. And like I said, it doesn't matter which eight kids are on the field for Augrey. They all seem to be competing pretty good. So I know there's some subs in there, but that's not a full team of backup that they just drove the ball on. So a nice drive for the Whittemore Cardinals.
Yeah, when you only got 13, I mean, the talent's the talent. So, yeah. I mean, they're all pretty good on this Wolverine side. So they'll try for the two-point conversion. Viner in shotgun, rolls right, little pop pass to the corner, caught. And he gets into the end zone, and nice work on that as well. And that's Christian Toko. He deserved that as well. So two-point conversion works out. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the kickoff after this on 103.3 Hits FM, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger and Scott Lewick back with you in Augrey as we finally saw the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals get in the end zone. They'll kick off now. A little quick squib kick that hit somebody. And coming out of nowhere to jump on it was big Tyler Zarniak to keep possession for the Wolverines, as they didn't want to give up a onside kick just like that. And I see number 10, Carter Zion, putting his helmet back on, heading into the game. We'd like to thank some of our sponsors for tonight's game: Bob Bush Manufacturing of Augre and Tawa City, Beresh Funeral Homes of Augre, Prescott, Hale, Oscoda, Tawa City, and Twining, Stormy's Diner of Augre, Michigan, the Tyler Leslie Farm Bureau Insurance Agency at Tawa City, and the Skidway Pharmacy. Wolverines now with the clock moving, 8:03 and running.
And the Augre coaches are holding the clock a little bit before they call plays.
Yeah.
Looks like Cadence Freiberger's in that center, so they're going to get some reps for the backup center. You always want to make sure you have too good one of those in case somebody stubs a toe or twists an ankle, something like that. You got to have somebody ready.
Here come the chops, man in motion. Hand off to him as he comes around. That's Penrod, and I tell you what, he's gone. He's gone 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, but this one's coming back.
Yeah, there was a hold on the edge. Trying to get around the block, kid grabbed a hold of him. So right in front of the coaches, and the Augre coaches aren't arguing. So,
nope. Yep, holding, so that'll come all the way back. But at this point, that's just as good as anything else for Augre because the clock's still running.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
None of them are gonna.
No, just running there. Just
hustle their, too hard and take their time to get back there.
Running their base jet sweep, and Pender's a good ball carrier. Turned it up, but
good ball carrier, good athlete.
Yeah,
period.
Yeah,
he's just
really,
really a good athlete. Mm-hmm. So they call the penalty. They step it off.
I'd like to see a quick bubble to what Tyler over there.
Zarniak.
Yeah. A quick bubble to Zarniak. See him catch the ball, maybe run with it a little bit. You know, nothing over the top, but, you know, maybe just a little quick screen to see him carry the ball.
Yeah, he got one in the first half of the game. So first and 20 right now. Shotgun formation. Zion hands it off up the middle. That's Wenzel. Wenzel gang tackled. Good coverage, good tackle. On the defensive side that time, led by number 55, Adrian McDonald. And he's still fired up. He still wants to play football.
Yep, yeah, they were able to get on that pretty quick, and they had a couple kids in pursuit to finish off the play, too. So that's definitely a positive they'll have on film to talk about.
Bring up second and at least 20. Pretty much waiting every play now until the back judge gets into his chops. He puts his hand straight up in the air at 10 seconds, and then he'll chop the last five with his arm. Quarterbacks are instructed to wait for that when they're trying to kill the clock. 5:37 and counting right now here in our fourth quarter. And, boy, the second half's going by quick, isn't it, Scott? Officials counting. Snap. Good. Hands it off to Wenzel. Gets around the right end. Got a lot of room. Still got a lot of room. Two men to beat down the sideline. Wenzel, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, no flags on the ground. And you're going to have to count that as a 60-yard Monty Wenzel touchdown.
It was back another 10 yards because of the penalty.
Oh, yeah. 70-yard Monty Wenzel touchdown, yes.
Yep. And he showed some speed once he got down the sideline. He kind of ran over Zarniak out there getting that block on the edge and just kind of ran into both of them and then kept going.
Yeah, but 70 yards. And, you know, it's good to see these athletes making plays like this. That was a big run. And you're right, he exploded. And once his speed caught up to his legs, he was gone.
Yep.
74-8 pending the two-point conversion. Drop back Wenzel. Diggs reaches. They give it to him.
Yep.
Two-point conversion good. So 76-8. And we'll take a quick break and be right back after this with the kickoff on 103.3, your power station for sports. Okay. Are the juniors. Kurt Romberger, Scott Lewick mopping this one up for you here on a Friday night in Augray. 76 for the Wolverines, 8 for the Whittemore-Prescott Cardinals. And this one's just about over. We're going to have a kickoff here from the Wolverines. And are we going to see another kickoff guy?
No,
nope,
this is
going to be Freiberger again.
Big fella kicking it off. He starts at D-tackle. He got some reps that last two series at center. And I back up kicker.
Toko not back to get this one this time. They're going to send Viner back to get this one deep. Freiberger hit a good one his first time. So he gets ready to kick this one off with 2:37 left. Shorter kick. Picked up by a front man. Hit him and dropped. And goes out of bounds, fortunately. And Whittemore Prescott, that went off Tyler Shellup.
Yeah, those wobbly kicks can be hard to field in the air sometimes. And went off his belly, went off his spine, went right out of bounds. So at least it didn't take off towards the Wolverines. But they'll have first down about the 37, and hopefully they can get a couple positive plays, and then that'll be about it for the night.
2:08 and moving, not in a big hurry over on the Whittemore-Prescott side either to get to the line. Guessing we'll see probably two plays here, maybe three, until we wrap this one up. They bring him to the line. Viner in the backfield and shotgun. Four wideouts, two top, two bottom. Viner takes a snap, drops back, rolls to his right, looks downfield, pumps the ball right to the middle, and it got deflected as it was headed for a wide open Christian Toko.
Yeah, he just hooked his route about 15 yards down the field. He just cut off his post route as the Augray kids keep bailing deep. And he had a nice completion there, but one of the linebackers got their hands up and deflected it.
So they kind of hurry up this time through, send the four wideouts again, two high, two low. Varner in the backfield, 1:11 and moving on the scoreboard. Viner over the top, open, Toko. And what a grab as he hung on to that as he got hit right at the time the ball arrived by Cole Penrod.
Yeah, Penrod playing center field right there, comes up, makes a play on the ball, and you know he tries to get the ball, but Toko caught it, secured it, and didn't let Penrod knock it out.
45 seconds now and counting, first and 10 now. Cardinals low snap on the ground. Viner picks it up and heads upfield on a quarterback keeper, and he gets hauled down to the ground hard right in the middle of the field by number 58 of the Wolverines, and we haven't called his name a lot tonight, but that's Casey Crane.
Yeah, starts at center. He's playing backup linebacker right now, and Viner tried to stiff arm him, and he grabbed that jersey and yanked him right down.
Probably the last play of the game here. Viner in shotgun, rolls to his right, looks, throws it, and throws it incomplete. Nobody there really. 10 seconds and counting now. And the teams will call it a game, line up, and shake hands.